Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's me, Damien, back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for March 1st, 2021. If you didn't already know, this is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and the past 24 hours. So last week, we spotted how the Google Chat website was getting some tweaks and Hangouts-style chat windows. This redesign of Google Chat is now rolled out for free accounts and is interestingly directly part of Gmail. Google is starting to migrate classic Hangouts users to the free version of Chat. This builds on how Workspace customers have long been able to invite any Gmail account to selected conversations. In either case, personal Google accounts can download the Chat apps on Android and iOS, as well as a web client. This loads the new UI that started appearing for some last week. It looks more like the Gmail web app, down to the loading screen, than the version of Chat available for paying customers. The top bar features a search bar, settings, and a drop-down to determine whether you're active, do not disturb, or set as away. The navigation drawer lists chat conversations, both one-to-one and groups, and larger rooms. There's also a Meet shortcut to start or join a video call. The sidebar can be minimized by clicking the hamburger button so that only profile avatars appear. The key improvement is the ability to dock conversations in compact windows that match the classic Hangouts experience in Gmail. Conversations start appearing at the right and can be further minimized. All functionality is available in this small window, including Google Drive insertion and video call invites. This Google Chat redesign that integrates into Gmail will presumably come to Workspace customers next. Alternatively, this could be for the free version of Chat. The drop-in audio chat app Clubhouse has become massively popular on iOS over the past couple of months, but it lacks an Android app entirely. In an interview this week, the app's co-founder revealed that an Android app is currently the top feature in development for the company right now. About a month ago, Clubhouse confirmed that it had plans to expand to Android but hadn't started the work yet. Some new hires in the same time have since shown that the cogs are moving behind the scenes, and now the co-founder has confirmed that it is a major priority. Andrew Ross Sorkin, a journalist from CNBC and the New York Times, hosted an interview with Bill Gates with Clubhouse founder Paul Davidson on the line. The interview hit a range of topics, but early on it comes to Gates and what phone he uses. After that comment, Davidson chimes in to say that the Android version of its app is a top feature, hinting that it is a priority for the app's growth on a global scale, just as they mentioned back in January. So no major news here just yet, but those eager to start using Clubhouse on Android devices can know that the developers are actively working on the project. Hopefully the app arrives sooner rather than later to avoid further confusion with other apps named Clubhouse on the Google Play Store. Back in August, Google Discover started servicing short videos to join web pages, regular videos, and later AMP-based web stories. Ahead of the beta coming to the US next month, Google is testing YouTube Shorts and other short-form content in Discover. Cards feature the YouTube Play logo in the top right corner, while the video title and YouTube appear below. Tapping immediately opens a YouTube app and a new full-screen player where you can like or dislike, see comments, share, and see more. That includes the description, a report, you can report a video, or send feedback about it. There's no seek bar, with the only control being play and pause. You can swipe up to jump to a new short and go back down. When we first spotted the short videos carousel in Discover last year, it surfaced clips from Indian TikTok competitor Trell and Google Area 120 project Tangi, which is now focused on 60-second DIY quick videos. Back in Discover, you'll have the option to don't show this again from the overflow menu, while this carousel is shown alongside the one for AMP stories. The carousel displays 10 videos, while there are some nuances to what content appears here. YouTube Shorts are around 15 seconds long and created using a Shorts camera that's only available in India. Access from the Creator menu in the YouTube app's bottom bar, this new short-form video creation tool lets you select music, adjust speed, and set hands-free countdown timers for when recording. However, YouTube is still encouraging all creators to upload short vertical videos that are up to 60 seconds and tagged with hashtag shorts in the title or description. Those videos are also shown in the special player UI described above, various carousels in the YouTube app, and now Discover. Google's Discover today already surfaces regular YouTube content as full cards, and today's edition of Shorts is a natural extension that will help boost the beta format. In announcing that Shorts camera and beta is coming stateside, the Google company said that the YouTube Shorts player is now receiving more than 3.5 billion daily views globally. YouTube's Discover short videos carousel with YouTube is still in testing and not yet wildly rolled out though. And finally, at the start of 2021, we reported that Google is working on a new Nest Hub that will use solely radar for sleep tracking. 9to5 Google Today can confirm Other details about this upcoming smart display, including its design, sleep tracking, and other hardware features. During the October 2018 announcement of its first smart display, Google said it spent countless hours on the design of the hub. In May 2019, a bigger Max version was announced, with Google retaining the floating display design style. For its third product in the Nest Hub family, sources tell us that Google is keeping the same design language of an angled screen attached to an oblong fabric-covered base. Similarly, Google is only tweaking the available colours. Grey, black, and sand and pink remain, but it will be joined by a light blue that replaces the original Nest Hub's aqua and should be similar to the Nest Audio's sky colour option. This decision to maintain the design from generation to generation was last seen with the Home Mini to Nest Mini upgrade. Like that iteration, the new Nest Hub will feature improved audio quality, as well as listening thanks to three instead of two far-field microphones that match the Mini and the audio. Our previous comparison of all Google speakers found today's Nest Hub to be very average for music. The biggest change, of course, is the presence of Soli Radar. Like on the Pixel 4 and 4 XL in 2019, there will be gesture control on the new Nest Hub. The phones allow you to swipe to skip and jump tracks, while an AirTap would pause and play music, for instance, for better hands-free usage. Of course, it will primarily be used for sleep tracking, which 9to5 Google first reported about in January. We've since learned that this feature will tie in with Google Fit. Today, Fit is available on Android, Wear OS, and iOS. It tracks your steps and exercise, while also being able to log a heart rate, weight, blood pressure, and other metrics from compatible devices. Of course, it makes sense for the new Nest Hub to integrate with Google's existing services for health data. There is some crossover with Fitbit, but development on this smart display long predates the Fitbit acquisition. On the assistant front, Google has been preparing to show proactive health and fitness results on smart displays since the start of this year. This feature is yet to go live and will presumably do so on the new Nest Hub. Google plans to announce the new Nest Hub sooner rather than later, with similar pricing to the current model. The company did decline to comment on this story though. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do always love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.